Broncos minicamp officially underway here at Dove Valley, and with record-setting heat, the team practiced Tuesday morning trying to squeeze the most out of what's left of the off-season program.
You're allowed more time during the minicamp. You get some extra meeting time. We get that second practice this afternoon, which is different, so coaches can work on more things. But I think it really is an extension of the foundation we've set in the OTAs, and hopefully we can finish out with a good week and can lead us into training camp.
I think, like I said, we're definitely a lot more comfortable, and I think that translates smoother route running, better timing, a lot of little detail stuff that we're not ironing out that we're just getting better at, and we're focusing on things that maybe we couldn't focus on last year just because we were building that relationship.
Practicing here for the first time this offseason was running back Willis McGahee. The veteran cited family reasons for not participating during previous OTAs and was asked today if he's concerned about what has turned into a deep backfield.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to go out there and be Willis McGahee, man. I can't worry about what the other guys are doing. I mean, those guys are very talented. I like them. I like the way we run. I work with running. You know, I won't run and succeed because I ain't going to be here forever, you know, regardless if it's this year, next year. I mean, somebody got to be able to step up. Football, you know, I love football. I mean, it's something that I want to do. That's something I chose to do, you know. Like I said, my mind, my ability, I know what I can do.
After meetings and an afternoon walkthrough, the Broncos will have two more days out here before everyone disappears for about 6 weeks, which makes the time left on the field that much more important.
It's always an exciting time as you kind of form, you know, the identity of your team, and you're working on forming chemistry. Like you said, we have some new players that we're adding. We have some young players that were here last year that are a year older. They're more mature. They're going to play a bigger role this season. It's always exciting to see just who might, you know, step up and kind of answer the bell, and you see some surprises during this time, which I think is a positive thing.
From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.